From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
How long has Lionel known this girl?
About 2 months.
Only 2 months and they're engaged already?
That's right. I blame it on daylight saving time.
Well, when I was young, if a girl was going with a boy only 2 months, they were still strangers. Why, I knew Archie a whole year before I even found out he was ticklish.
How did you find out?
It was an accident. We was on the beach, and I was smearing suntan oil on Archie's back, and my hand slipped and slid along his ribs. He should have seen him. He jumped 3 feet. There's one other place that Archie's ticklish, but I didn't find that out till after we was married.
Louise gapes at Edith.
Edith, are you going to be home in the next half hour?
Yeah, why?
Because Lionel said he wanted to drop over and introduce his fiance.
Oh, good.
Oh, by the way, a week from Saturday, we are having a big engagement party, and you're invited.
Wonderful.
You and Mike and Gloria. No ands, Edith.
What about Archie?
Archie is not invited. Edith, let's face it. Archie and George can't stand each other. Put them in the same room together and the party's over. Even if we invited Archie, he wouldn't come. Believe me, Edith, we'll be making Archie happy by not inviting him.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
Well, I'm glad that's settled.
Well, can I help you with any of the bacon or cooking?
Oh, no, not this time. It's going to be a catered affair. We are hiring a room at the Monarch Hotel.
Oh, my.
So long, Edith.
back, the two ears. Here's a surprise. Get back there, Edith. You'll never guess who I just met coming over here to see you.
Lionel and his fiancée.
Archie's face sours.
That is so dumb, answering quick without even taking time to think.
I'm sorry, Archie. What's the surprise?
Lionel and his fiance.
Is the surprise over yet?
Yeah, get in here.
Oh, Lionel.
Hi, Mrs. Bunker. I'd like you to meet Jenny Willis.
Oh, how do you do, Jenny?
Hello, Mrs. Bunker. Lionel's told me so much about you.
Nothing bad, I hope.
Ah, don't put her on a spot.
She pretty.
Yes, Lionel is a good picker, just like his father.
Well, Jenny's a good picker, too.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bunker.
Well, I want to tell you, Lionel, it's a good thing, and I like it very much. You're getting engaged. I hope you're going to follow through and get married.
Oh, yeah.
So, when are you two going to tie the knot, you and your impending husband?
Well, Lionel and I had a long talk about that, and we decided to wait until after Lionel graduates because, A, statistics show that the greatest amount of stress in a marriage occurs during that first year, and that would be too much of a burden to put on Lionel while he's still at school. B, if we wait, I can quit school, go to work, so that we'll have that nice little nest egg to fall back on until Lionel finds a position. And C, after Lionel establishes himself, I can go back to school, complete my education, and pick up on my own career.
Eyebrows raised, Archie turns to Lionel.
Ain't she something?
My guess you know what you're doing.
Lionel, it's really getting late, and I've got to be going. So soon? Oh, yes, I've got a million things to do. Would you believe I still don't have a dress for our engagement party? Bye-bye. Goodbye. Bye.
I must say that that's a very nice thing you're doing there, Mrs. J, giving the kids an engagement party.
Oh, it's not much. We're just inviting the immediate family and a few close friends.
Oh, swell, I'll be there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll even bring the kids a present.
Oh, no.
No trouble at all. Mrs. J, you must know how I feel about Lionel. I mean, I like him very much. Yeah, I practically watched the kid grow up.
Archie, you've only known Lionel 4 years.
But them were 4 very important years, Edith. Them were the 4 years when a boy is coming into his pubertyhood.
But really, Archie, you don't...
No. I mean, it's going to be a real pleasure. It's after all, Lionel and me. When Lionel first came to this neighborhood, you remember, I took him under my wing. Being colored, naturally, he was a little green. Taught him a few things. We become friends. Now, I'm going to make that party there. I'm going to be there with the bells on.
I got to get home. George's dinner is burning.
Glancing at Edith, Louise throws her hands in the air and hurries out. Edith scratches her head as she returns to Archie.
You taking something for granted about the engagement party?
What are you talking about?
Well, I heard you say you was coming, but I didn't hear Louise say you was invited.
Oh, use your head, Edith. You heard what the woman said. The immediate family and a few close friends. Who could be closer than us? We live next door.
No way, Louise, you hear me? No way.
George, calm down.
That honky ain't coming to no party I'm giving. Not for myself. Now while I'm alive.
Will you calm down, George?
Now you sneaked in the rest of his family, but that's it. That's enough. Now I'm saying enough. E-double-E-triple-E, enough.
George, if you don't want to calm down, will you shut up?
Who are you telling to shut up?
Do you see anybody else in this room?
Now you listen here, woman.
Don't you give me that woman, Jazz.
Don't you give me that Jazz woman.
Now you listen to me, George. I'm not crazy about Archie coming to our party either. But now we've got to invite him. Edith is a very good friend of mine, and I'm not going to do anything to hurt him.
But you promised me, Louise. You promised. You said no, Archie.
I know, but I can't help it. Archie thinks he's invited. What can I do?
You can take your big mouth back over there and uninvite him.
I can't do that.
Why? Because you're afraid to hurt his feelings? You just blame it on me. You just go over there and you politely say, Mr. Bunker, I'm very sorry, but I have to take back my invitation because my husband, George, says he doesn't want you at the party. He's very sorry. He hopes you understand. You honky you. That's all.
Is that your final word?
That's it, and you heard it.
Okay, fix your own dinner.
Oh, now you're going to get dramatic, huh? Who you supposed to be, Doris Day?
Do you see any freckles here?
What about my dinner?
Forget it. I'm going over there and tell Archie he's invited, courtesy of you.
Over my dead body.
That's one way.
Halloween!
My mind is made up. And don't you dare say no, or you'll be eating your dinner through a straw.
Meanwhile, at the Bunkers.
Oh, my, you came home at just the right time.
You mean dinner's ready?
No. Archie's in the bathroom.
Why is that just the right time?
Well, you see, Louise was here, and she invited us to Lionel's engagement party.
Is that what sent Archie up to the bathroom?
Oh, I get it. Daddy's throwing a temper tantrum because he doesn't want to go, right?
Wrong, Gloria. He's going.
Well, then what's the problem?
He ain't invited.
Well, where did he get the idea that he was?
Out of his own head.
That's the worst place he could have gotten anything from.
Well, you gotta tell him. How long can you keep putting it off?
seconds.
Tell him.
Lord Gloria, let me handle it.
He's gonna be so mad.
That's all right, I'm used to it.
Hey, Arch, how you doing? How's everything? What's new?
New York, New Hampshire, and New Jersey.
Funny, Arch.
Dennis, in a couple of minutes, Archie.
Daddy, I hear you're going to Lionel's engagement party?
Yeah, I gotta go. I couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, Arch, I have something to tell you, and I don't think you're gonna like it.
What's new? I don't like nothing you tell
me. Arch, I'm serious. You're not invited to Lionel's party.
What?
I'll get that.
I ain't invited. Did you hear what the meathead just said to me?
Oh, hi, Louise. Come on in.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you're here there, Mrs. J.
Before you say anything, Archie, there's something I gotta tell you. George insisted that I come over here and extend you a formal invitation.
George, get that?
Hey, what are you thinking of?
Louise!
Edith. George said he wasn't going to touch solid food until I invited you. So I'll see you at the party, Archie.
Oh, well, hey, wait a minute, Mrs. J. Wait a minute, just before you go, listen, the formal invitation to me, that includes Edith, I hope.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing, Mike and Gloria, they've been hinting around about going too.
Oh, they can come.
Yeah, and you just kind of extend a formal invitation to them too, because they don't believe nothing I tell them. Go ahead, go ahead. Hey, everybody, Mrs. J's got something to say to you here.
Mike, Gloria, Edith, you are all invited too. Bye.
Louise quickly starts out the door. Archie detains her.
You got a very good heart.
Yeah.
She leaves. Shutting the door, Archie turns to his family.
Well, there you go. What'd I tell you, stupid? And you, Edith, don't you feel dopey now?
Oh, yeah. I guess I got it all mixed up.
You get it all mixed up, mixed up. I bet I miss a lot of invitations this way.
At the party.
Excuse me, would you please?
Oh, I'm so glad to see you enjoying yourself.
Yeah. Ted just told me the funniest joke. It's about these two white dudes, see?
Not in front of the help.
A white waiter passes by. Louise approaches an elderly woman sitting by herself.
Well, is everything okay, Mother Jefferson?
As well as can be expected, considering nobody's paying any attention to me. My son George has hardly said a word to me all night.
But George can't help it. He's very busy with the guests.
Too busy to speak to his own mother?
How do you like the food?
Let's not start an argument, Louise.
Now, Mother.
Now, listen, you know all you had to do was come to me, and I would have fixed some real food for this.
You spent enough time in the kitchen. We wanted you to be a guest.
What difference does it make? Nobody talks to me anyway.
Excuse me. George? George? George, what have you been doing?
Enjoying myself, why?
Well, why don't you make yourself useful?
Like what?
Like getting your mother off my back.
What's the matter with Mom?
Oh, don't get me started on that, George. Now, come over there and talk to her.
Let me give me a drink first.
Girl, Bob.
Son, I,
Oh, you take good care of this pretty little lady now.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I like your family, Lionel. They all seem so nice.
Oh, they got you food too, huh? Listen, what happened to your folks?
Well, they'll be here soon. Lionel, have you told your father about my parents yet?
Oh, you mean about them being werewolves?
Oh, serious.
No, there's some things you don't tell my father till it's too late.
But Lionel, I'm worried.
Listen, relax. Everything's gonna be okay.
Lionel and Jenny kiss.
Yeah. Lionel, didn't I teach you better than that?
Ain't I doing it right?
Look, lighten up on the girl. Leave her enough lips to say I do.
As Mother Jefferson brings her plate to the buffet, George wanders over.
Hi, Mama.
Everything all right?
Oh, everything is just lovely.
Well, Louise said you're upset about something.
Wherever did she get that idea? But, George, it's a lovely party. And don't you worry about the food being skimpy. I'm sure nobody will notice that. George, that's your second drink?
Yes, it's my second drink.
I'll finish it for you.
Mama, look, you don't have to finish the drink, will you?
George, you know, you're just like your daddy. He couldn't drink. I had to do all the drinking for him, too.
Taking George's glass, she drinks it. Edith and Archie arrive.
Why here?
Honey.
Now, Edith, you don't have to be nervous with a colored crowd. Just keep your eye on me.
Hey.
Hi.
You're looking for the office down the hall.
No, I ain't looking for that. Do I look like an elk?
Edith shakes her head.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hi there.
Oh, so nice of you to come, Archie.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see them.
Oh, they are over at our house picking up some records.
Oh, that's all right. Nice.
Now, can I introduce you to everybody?
Oh, well, I'll tell you the truth, Mr. Chase.
Or would you rather have a drink first?
That's the guy I want to meet, the bartender.
Oh, look. Hello, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Hey, Jefferson there. How are you? Listen, that formal invitation you sent by your wife, I think that was very white of you.
George throws back his shoulders, studying Archie. Louise waits nervously.
That's exactly the way I felt when I did it.
George, why don't you take Archie over to the bar and offer him a drink?
Hey, Jefferson, I seen you hosing down your porch yesterday.
Oh, yeah? When am I going to see you hosing down yours?
Bartender.
Yes, sir.
Give the man a drink, please.
What'll it be, sir?
Whiskey.
Any particular brand?
Yeah, the expensive brand.
George scowls at Archie. The white bartender turns to George.
And what about you, sir?
Scotch and soda, please.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jefferson, there's a switch for you. This guy giving you the big yes, sir.
Why, he's a bartender, ain't he?
Yeah, but what I meant was I'm used to having it the other way around.
Oh, yeah? How many servants you got in that mansion you living in?
What do you mean by that?
Let me tell you something about people.
There you are.
Thank you. That bartender's willing to work for me because if you got enough green in your pocket, then black becomes his favorite color.
Mother Jefferson joins them at the bar.
George, that's your third drink.
I know that.
Well, put it down.
Mama, will you leave me alone, please?
I said put it down. You've had enough.
Look, Mama, I'm a big boy now. I don't need you to blow my nose for me. Now, will you leave me alone?
George.
Hey there, Jefferson. That ain't very nice, talking that way to your little mammy here.
She looks Archie up and down, then straightens up.
Who you calling mammy?
You.
Well, don't you dare call me mammy. I'm nobody's mammy. I'm his mother. Now, if you've got anything to say to me, you call me Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, she's Mrs. Jefferson.
Don't talk to me.
That's done.
And don't you try to make a fig either.
But Mother Jefferson, what's wrong?
No, I'm getting out of here.
George, what's going on?
He called Mama Mammy.
Huh? I didn't think I was doing nothing wrong. I thought all colored people call their mothers Mammy. Well, I did, Jefferson. That's what I always heard. Geez, Al Jolson called his mother Mammy for years.
Archie walks away.
See that, Louise? You see? That's what you get for inviting white.
Hi.
Archie greets a white man.
Hey, if you're looking for the Elks Club, it's down the hall.
No, thanks. I'm in the right place.
Oh, yeah? What are you, the caterer? So what are you doing here, a white guy?
I'm a guest. What are you doing here, a white guy?
I'm the family's white friend.
So do you, baby. So do you.
You see that little girl over there? That's the little girl that Lionel's going to marry.
Yeah, I know. And you know who that lady is hugging her?
No.
She's my wife.
The man's wife is black. Archie stares stunned as Jenny runs to hug the man.
Hi, Mr. Wells.
Hi, Lionel.
Oh, I see you met Mr. Bunker.
Oh, we met.
Yeah.
Well, Lionel, shouldn't we introduce my parents to yours?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, wait a minute there, Lionel. Hey, do you mean to tell me that your father ain't met that man?
No, I'm going to introduce him right now.
This I got to see.
Could you come over here a second? I got some people I want you to meet.
Hey, Jefferson, you're going to love this.
Okay, Mom, Pop, this is Jenny's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Willis.
George frowns.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
How do you do?
Mrs. Jefferson? Mr. Jefferson?
George ignores Willis's extended hand.
You white! And you're black.
It's a kick in the head, ain't it?
Talk to you.
All the chickens come off to the roasters now.
Would you just excuse us, please?
Listen, you know what I think.
Would you excuse us, please?
What the hell? I'll eat something.
The two families stand separately.
Jenny, you didn't tell them, did you?
No.
Why? Are you ashamed of us?
No, you know better than that.
And why?
Well, I wanted to, but Lionel thought it would be better to wait, because his father is...
He certainly is.
George, I thought you said you liked Jenny.
That's before I met him.
Wait, now, you don't even know him.
I don't want to know him. I don't want no white in-laws in my family.
They're going to be my in-laws, not yours.
Think, son, think. What about your children? What they going to be?
Well, boys and girls, I hope.
Wanted here.
Helen, don't fly off the handle.
I want to leave and right now.
But Mom, you
Jenny,
can't...
you stay out of this. This is between your father and me.
Okay, have a good time.
Can't you tell when you've been insulted?
Now just don't get excited.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
Listen to him, Louise. That's what happens when you mix black and white. 10 more seconds, he's gonna call a nigger.
Archie and Edith stand in the middle.
Listen to that. I ain't used that word in 3 years.
Lewis, I'm getting madder.
Listen to this dame over here. In another minute, she's going to call him a honky.
Hi, we brought the records. Did we miss anything?
Only the beginning of World War III. I'll explain later. Just play something quick and loud.
Oh, okay.
Lewis, just take it easier than think we're really fighting.
Who cares what they think?
Oh, come on now, Helen. We've run into his kind before. Black and white, and we've always been able to handle them.
Sure, because we never let them walk all over us. We did something about it.
You want me to do something about it, all right? I am going to do something about it. Right now!
Willis strides toward George.
Get near the door, Rita. It's going to be a race riot.
Guests start dancing.
Mrs. Jefferson.
Yes?
May I have this dance?
You certainly may.
Louise, I'm standing here.
Sorry, he asked me first.
As Louise and Willis waltz past, Edith beams at Archie. Archie turns to George.
You see that, what mixed marriage leads to? Mixed dance?
Mrs. Willis, you have a lovely daughter.
Thank you. I don't believe we've met.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Bunker. I ain't one of the relatives. I'm just a good friend.
Archie and George watch from the bar.
Bunker, what is this world coming to?
Beat me, Jefferson. All I got to say is, here's to yesterday.
They clink their glasses together, then drink glumly.
You're wrong, Arch. You're wrong. You're dead wrong.
Forget it. There's no sense arguing with Daddy.
There ain't no sense arguing. Because I'm right. I know I'm right. All this business of mixing the colors. If you go on with that, the first thing you know, the whole world's going to be one color.
Well, what's wrong with that, Archie?
Can't you use your head? How the hell are we going to tell each other apart?
Directed by John Rich. Written by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Script consultant Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans, Lionel. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Sherman Hemsley, George. Charles Aidman, Mr. Willis. Kim Hamilton, Mrs. Willis. Lynn Moody, Jenny. Zara Cully, Mrs. Jefferson. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production.
Viacom.